Now, one of the things that really jumps off the page about your journey, Lauren, is these years that you spent at home during high school because you were dealing with a serious illness. How did that come into your life? How did that come to pass?
Yeah, absolutely. I was diagnosed with this illness called cytomegalovirus. And basically what it is, it's an autoimmune deficiency. So I was really susceptible to getting illnesses if I was out of the house. And also I was experiencing extreme fatigue. So basically I would sleep for about 14 hours a day or a night and then wake up with just enough energy to go to the sofa and lay on the sofa all day. And the Lord really, really met me in that season. I don't take that season for granted at all. I actually am so thankful that I was able to walk through something like that. Do I believe that God gave me the illness? No, but the Word says that He works all things out for the good of those who love Him and are called according to His purpose. So in that situation, He worked out the very best things that could have happened for me. And in that season, I was in high school, so I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do about college and where I wanted to go, I even wanted to go to college, what it was. But, you know, I was being called to. And at the time, I was going to a college preparatory high school. So it was kind of like you go to the medical field once you graduate, you know, or you go get some sort of job like that.
Sure.
And so I started doubting what the Lord had put on my heart from a young age. When I was young, the Lord, you know, always pressed on me that I wanted to sing. I wanted to sing. People would ask, what do you want to do when you grow up? I'd say, oh, I want to sing. But as I started to get older, I started to think about, oh, well, what makes the most sense, you know, because of the way my surroundings were sculpting my mindset. And it was incredible. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But it was incredible how the Lord didn't let me fall under, but instead He used that season of being sick to remind me that that was also His purpose and His plan for my life as well. And so He started imparting vision to me during that time of just, it was amazing because I was laying on the bed, wasn't able to do anything, and I would get visions of touring and tour buses and being in and off out of stages and venues and interviews and charts. I mean, He showed me literally so much of it. And I would lay in bed and say, God, is this just me dreaming? Like, am I getting cabin fever? Or is this really what You're calling me to? And He would assure me and say, no, this is what I have in store. This is what I have in store. So it was beautiful because not only in that time did He awaken a dream in me, but He also didn't allow me to fall under to what the enemy had and wanted to create in that time, you know,
right,
of loneliness, depression. God let me see the next season. He didn't allow me to remain stuck in that place. So it was really a beautiful time where I started to learn who God was as our comforter, who He is as our provider, and also how He was going to restore what the locusts had tried to eat.
Well said. Well said.
Yeah.